everyone. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in into ICC Ekes podcast for our back to school series. My name is Dora and I'm really excited to bring you another wonderful and educative episode on team building. While we talk about skill and personal development this month of November, an important skill we need to know and develop is team building. Did you know team building or working in teams is seen as the best way to stay motivated, create stronger bonds, achieve good results, and learn many things? Why don't you stay tuned with your notepads as I take you through team building and why it is important for you? Let us begin our discussion today with the meaning of team building. What is team building? In simple terms, team building means working together with peers to get a work done. When you work together as a team, you share ideas to solve a challenge. And I'm sure most of you have done this before, either at school, sporting activities, or other events. How was the experience like? Was it fun or you didn't enjoy it? Working with other people is one of the inevitable aspects of life because at some point in life, you will be involved in one, either at school, work, or home. When you work together as a team, everyone in the team wins and you also have a positive experience at the end. So this brings us to why working with other people is an important life skill everyone needs to develop. Generally, the reason why anyone would ask you to work with other people is to build a strong relationship as people in a class or a group, and also help you develop your ability as an individual to work together towards a common goal. When you work as a team, you have the chance to communicate with other people in the group, and this improves your communication skills. Similarly, teamwork makes you a good listener and have respect for others because team building typically involves group of people from different backgrounds, and it is necessary that you listen and respect everyone's differences before making any decision for the team. Do you also know that so many people have built long-lasting friendships and connections with people because they worked together as a team to get a work done? Yes, this is what we call social skills. You develop this skill due to communication and interaction with other peers, and this is what helps you to enjoy good relationship with your peers. Working with other people can make you creative. It gives you the opportunity to think up creative solutions when the team is presented with a problem. You can understand the different ideas or views of your teammate from which you could also learn from. Finally, aside from being creative, working with other people can improve your problem-solving skills. Sharing ideas as a team helps you to analyze a problem, find the exact causes of the problem, find the best solutions, and celebrate the successes as a team. Challenges of team building. Can working with other people be difficult? Yes, a lot of times, some of us prefer to work alone than with other people because sometimes teamwork can be very challenging. Working with other people can be difficult when members do not trust each other in their group based on their capabilities. When people look down on others because they feel this person is not good enough to be part of their team and disrespect their views, it usually affects the bond that is necessary for the team to achieve its goals. Another challenge is when you notice one person is dominating the affairs of the entire team, and that one person feels his or her voice is the most important. This can be very stressful for the other team members and even create conflict. Conflict affects the goal of the team and relationships that exist among members. Therefore, it is important as much as possible to give others the opportunity to express themselves and respect each other's opinions. When working together as a team, it is important to have a leader and the roles of each member clearly specified. Otherwise, role confusion resurrects. Lack of understanding of specific roles of each member can affect team bonding and functioning. Last but not least is poor communication among team members. Poor communication in team building can cause a whole lot of stress for the team and affect their working environment and their goals as a result. So you see, effective communication is necessary when it comes to working with other people. Share the right information at the right time with team members so that they can communicate and work effectively to achieve the goal of the group. Do not withhold any information or resources that will be beneficial for the team, because at this point, you guys have a common goal, and anything or decision you take as an individual or a team affects the entire team. When we all do this, working with people will continue to be fun, and the world will become a better place with little conflict. Also, keep in mind that together we can do much, but alone we can do so little, as Helen Keller once said. Let us all support each other to make our goals a reality. And this brings us to the end of this week's episode. Until I come your way again with another wonderful episode, be respectful, be kind, and be supportive of one another. Thank you and have a wonderful time.